minus 10, 9, 8. The clock is 7, operating. We're underway.
Obviously, we're not talking about space travel, but about another voyage in the opposite direction. Because just as we have always dreamed about travelling into space, we have also fantasized about life at the bottom of the ocean. Think what it would be like if we could travel under the water. What an adventure! What a milestone! But how could people survive in a world they were not created for? This would naturally need an underwater vessel. But how would people breathe or navigate? How would the vessel be propelled? And above all else, what would the benefits be? Actually, this last question was answered already in the 17th century by English clergyman John Wilkins. We visit his time and knock on the door.
Amen. 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 Amen.
What do you mean, benefit? Oh, but with an underwater craft, we could travel through the ocean unseen. We could take pirates by surprise and evade our enemies. We could create the ultimate military tool, a weapon. And under the surface, the vessel would not have to battle against the weather gods. Secrecy. That is where the value of the underwater craft lies.
The submarine would also provide advantages in war. The problem lay in creating a vessel that worked. And many tried. From the middle of the 16th century until the end of the 19th century, more than 300 designs for submarine construction were put forward. At first, the constructions were made of wood and leather, then of iron, and eventually of sheet metal. The vessels were propelled by hand and foot-driven until the advent of the steam engine. Finally, in 1897, it happened. The first viable submarine, a vessel constructed by John P. Holland, launched on its maiden voyage.